Dan, what have researchers learned about the impact of physical exercise on mental health?
What they found was that all modes of physical activity improved symptoms of depression, anxiety, and psychological distress in general. And they found when they compared it to psychotherapy and medication, they found that the results are even improved over those two. However, that doesn't mean you should stop taking medication and therapy and jog around the block instead. The ideal is incorporating all three.
So tell me more about the study. How was it done?
Well, it was a meta-analysis. It wasn't just one study. What they did was they looked at over 1,000 published randomized control trials that included over 100,000 adults, and they sifted through those. When the researchers plowed through all of these numbers, what they found was that exercise of various sorts and duration was 53% more effective on average than either medication or psychotherapy. That's really a sobering number, Mike. And to me, as a mental health professional, it was very exciting. But I must say, I'm not surprised. I've had patients, one in particular that I'm thinking of. He wasn't doing well with his depression. Medication wasn't helping. Psychotherapy with me was helping just a little bit. And I asked him what exercise he loved. He said swimming. I said, go swim 4 or 5 times a week minimum. And he did. And I watched, Mike, and I watched his depression diminish. And all of a sudden, psychotherapy started to have an impact and the medications helped. So that's why all three are probably very, very effective in dealing with depression.
Do you think word is getting out about the importance of exercise in the mental health field? I have often felt that it doesn't really come up all that much as a tool in the toolbox.
What happens is, in this country, the clinical guidelines mentions lifestyle approaches like exercise or diet as second-tier approaches. That means to use that when the others aren't working. But in most other countries, it's a first-tier approach. So that when somebody comes to you with depression, if appropriate, get them on medication, psychotherapy, and prescribe an exercise regimen. My preference, even though the research shows all modes of physical activity, my experience is that exercise that gets your heart rate up is the most effective, in my experience. Obviously, I don't have a controlled study.
So in general, what do you hope will come out of this kind of research being released?
Well, I hope it becomes a first order of treatment, that it is as effective, sometimes more effective, than psychotherapy or medication. Look, a lot of people with depression, Mike, don't want to start the route of medication, and or they might find psychotherapy cost prohibitive. And look at what's available to people for free, and look at the impact of it and what it does for the brain.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike, and thank you.